So, Kabbalah Simatoyva, we're holding now in the Seres Mitshuva, and I wanted to learn today a Simen Shulchan Aruch, which the category of the Simen is Simen Tafri Shuvah V'Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch's title of the Simen is Sheifayes Odom Chaveir Be'Erev Yom Kippur. Person needs to appease his friend in Erev Yom Kippur. And just the title, one can ask, Shefayas Adam Chaveir Be'erev Yom Kippur? I mean, a person should be Shefayas Chaveir every day. Dafka Erev Yom Kippur? What's the big thing? Now, another hilar is, the first three seifim of the Simen speak about appeasing your friend and giving mechil to your friend. But then you get to Seif Dalet, and similarly also in the tour, and what does the seif speak about? Going to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. Yachoy Litvoil. There was a minute to do Malkus. Someone asked me about it today. Did you ever see someone have it? I said, I saw you see it. They do some Malkus, and I'm like, not too bad of lashes. Matai Shir, it said, just do before the night, and you don't do a bracha, and that's the last seif. What does this have to do with the simen? We're talking about, appeasing your friend, asking mechila, but I don't know, what does that have to do with mikvah? Right? The big shayla. So, to understand that, let's go a little bit into the source of asking mechila from your friend Erev Yom Kippur, and we'll see here a fascinating point. I'm looking at the sheet. The Gemara in Yuma, the Pizayin Amudalev, going from Pizayin Amudalev to Amud Beis, in the top right of the page, the Gemara starts. We'll see here two stories in the Gemara regarding mechila Erev Yom Kippur. So number one is, the Gemara says like this, Rav havel milse be'ad yahu tafcho. Rav had this, issue with his butcher. The butcher needs to ask mechila from Rav. Also, kamei be'al yom kippur, be'al yom kippur. He came in front of him, Erev Yom Kippur, to try to, influence him, ask for mechila. That's what Rav says. I'll give him pius. Where are you going to? I want to do shalom with this guy. You're going to kill him. Why? Because he's not going to try to do mechila. And then there'll be tainan shemayim against him. And in shemayim, they'll make sure this butcher gets punished for the fact that they're not asking mechila from Rav. Also, Kamalai was standing in front of him. Avi Yosef Kapeli Reisha. He was cutting off with his knife. He was cutting heads of chickens, as a butcher. Dalei Nim Chazi. He picks up his eyes. He sees Rav Reing rocking around. Omale Abo At Zil Leisli Mil Sabadach. I have nothing to do with you. Get a go away from me. I'm not asking Mechila. You're not asking me Mechila. We're not doing peace. We're not making any peace. While he is cutting the heads, one bone flew out, hit his neck, fekatli, and killed him. So, you see over here, this guy owed, we need to ask mechila from Rav before. But Erev Yom Kippur was a time when things got a little messy. Right? And one can ask right away, why had to wait? What happened to Erev Yom Kippur? If he was not right with Rav, he shouldn't be doing the year. And what is Rav trying to do, Erev Yom Kippur, specifically going in front of him? But let's continue on with another story with Rav, which even is more mind-boggling. Rav opposed a senior commander Rebbe. Rav was learning in front of Rebbe. Ayil also Reb Chiya. Right? So he is Reb Chiya came in to the Shir. Also, Hadal Rasha. So he went back to the beginning. Rav was learning. Rashi says that he was learning Nevi'im or Ksuvim. And he went back, to start from the beginning. Let's start the Shir again. Ayil Bar Kapra. Bar Kapra goes into the Shir. Ayil Rasha goes back to the beginning. Also, Shirin Barabi. Hadal Rasha. So the third guy comes late. He starts the Shir again. Also, Chanina Bar Chama comes the fourth guy to the Shir of Chanina. Says, I can't go back to Shia four times. It's not right. We're not going to go back to the beginning of the Shia. Ikpid of Chanina. Chanina was not happy. If felt that was not right. The other, for the others, he did go back, for him, he didn't. He wasn't happy about it. Also, Rav Legabei, Placer Me'ale Yomid Kippur. 13 years, Rav goes in front of Rechia, Erev Yom Kippur, to ask for Mechila, to tell him, please be Moichali. V'lo Yifayis. And Rechia was not willing to be Moichali. So the Gemara asks, V'eichi Ovid, how can it be? How do you do that? Not to be Moichal. V'olma V'asim Rechalila Kolam Vakish Mitoich V'chavei Roy. I didn't catch me until Mishosh Pahim, don't ask more than 3 times. So first of all, why did Rav go 13 times? So that's question number one. That's the Gemara Rav Shani. Rav is Shani. What does it mean, Rav Shani? So we'll see. It's a machlokes we're showing. Rashi learns the Rav Shani means. If you look at the Rashi, the second Rashi on the left, Machmir Ha'yo Le'atzer. What was Machmir? He really didn't have to ask Mechila more than 3 times. But he wanted to ask 13 times, even though he didn't need to. We'll see the other we show him in a second, that a Rav means the rabbi. To your rabbi, to your Rebbe, you have to be more Machmir. How did Rav Chanina not be moichel so much? Hi, there, a person has to be moichel. A person has to be a rachman, has to be a pity and be moichel. So the Gemara says that there was a reason. Rav Chanina had a dream, and the dream he saw that Rav was going up to become Rosh Hashiva, and he realized, kids, he had a cheshbon why he didn't do mechila. That's not the case right now. So that's why he didn't do mechila. Anyway, but Rav goes 13 years in a row to ask Mechila for Rav Chanina. Or it says, why? Rav Shani. What's Rav Shani? Rav is Machmir on himself to go 13 years, and not only 3 years. If you look at the Rosh right below Rashi, the Rosh says, Oh, Abiyaz Chanina, Kol Vakish Toch, Mechavir, Yal Kishu Tamidai, Shosh Pahim, Shema, El Sano, Vedavka Chaviroi, Aval Raboi Mephias, Lad Mephias. The Rosh learns different than Rashi. Rosh Hashanah says Rav Shani. It doesn't mean Rav, that Moira named Rav, he was more Machmir on himself. Rav Shani means Rebbe Shani. Your Rebbe is different than your friend. Your friend you have to ask only 3 times. Your Rebbe you have to ask as many times as possible. Look at the riff as well below the Rosh.
Rav Chanina was his Rebbe?
Oh, so that's the question. Rav Chanina was Mamash's Rebbe or not? But according to the riff, yeah, he was. That's what the Mogen Avraham actually points out. He was not Mamash's Rebbe, but he was a sort of his Rebbe, you know, like a Tommy Chogger. The Mogen Avraham says, it's a good point. It's not in the sheet over here. Mogen Avraham says, who Rabbi? When the Shulchan Aruch speaks about it, he says, Afilu ain't a Rabbi Muna, Rumok, Vuvak. It's not his main Rebbe. Actually, Shalman a Divrei Torah. That's what he says. And then, and says the Goen, that's Rav Chanina, to Rav. Rav Chanina to Rav wasn't his Rebbe, Muvak. What did he learn from him in some time? So that's why you have to be more Machar. That's the Rosh learns. That's the Rif learns as well. If you look at the Rif goes in and says, and the below the Rosh, he brings the Kolam Vakish with the Chaveiro, the Keshmer, the Mishlash, probably do that more than 3 times. And then he says, Davka Chaveiro, Avalavaya, Rabbi, Mephias, Adin Mephias. So Rashi argues with the Rosh and the Rif, what is the idea of Rav Shine? Is it didn't the Rav was more Machin himself, or because a Rebbe is different than a regular guy? Okay. But the obvious question that comes over here is, when did Rav go to ask Mechila from Rav Chanina? 13 years. When? In Erev Yom Kippur. Why only Erev Yom Kippur? Why don't you go throughout the year? You should always go and say Erev Yom Kippur. Right? I mean, throughout the year, you should go every day and ask Mechila from Rav Chanina. Elamai felt he maybe doesn't have to go ask Mechila, so why is he going Erev Yom Kippur? Dafka Erev Yom Kippur, he went 13 years, but only Erev Yom Kippur. What's shot over here? What's this Erev Yom Kippur story? What's going on? By the way, the Rambam over here, I'm going to go through the whole thing. The Rambam over here also says, he brings also the idea, he mentions, let's just see a few lines in the Rambam. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Truman, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Only an avarice between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kibbutz Mishael Chalava Isur, Abal Be'ila Isur, Abal Kaitz, when he did avarice, has nothing to do with your friend. Abal Averis, Shimon Adam Chaveiro, a person who hurt his friend, Kol Chayvel is Chaveiro, Mekal Chaveiro, Agoy is Loi Kaitz, Abem, Einoi Nimcha Loi Lo'oilom. It's never Mechilo. Achi Yitin Lechaveiro Mashu Chayv Lo Ve'irtzeo. And then he goes on and says that the Mephiasim has Mechilo, And if you can't ask, you should ask. And she asked two times, three times. And in the end, it says, if I have rabbi, he has to go even 1,000 times. Right? So this goes on to the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, the standard, regular guy, three times. A Rebbe, several times. And Rashi learns nothing to do with Rebbe, but it has to do with the fact that if you want to be machmir on yourself. Right?
Even 1,000 times? Is that what you said?
Yeah, even 1,000 times. I mean, as many times as it takes. The alul of community between Rambam, Rif, and Rosh, and Rashi, is according to Rashi, is mefarish. That a person can go and ask b'chil from his friend as many times as he wants. Rav was machmir on himself. That's what he did. It was his friend. It wasn't his Rebbe, according to Rashi. And he was machmir on himself.
He didn't want to, but you're not obligated.
You're not obligated. If you're according to Rashi, Pasha's not. The question is, are you allowed to? So the push-up shot is, yeah, why not? Right? And that's also, if you look at the Mungan Avram, when the Shulchan Aruch brings his La'alocha, Shulchan is in the bottom on the left. Shulchan brings a very shmodel mechaveri, and you mekuri mechapet, shefresenu, you have to ask mechilo, I feel like you told a little bit more, even though you just upset him without stealing anything from him. Tzuchav if he's not able to ask mechilo the first time, yagso v'yadot pav shniyo, v'shlish to go a second and a third time. We take three people, so you'll be able to fast of it. After three times, you're done. That's Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, it's like the Rambam. Says the Mungan of Rome, if you want to do more, you could.
But just Yom Kippur, because otherwise you'd be a total nudnik if you were allowed to do it all year.
Okay, maybe. That's one. The Prichodesh disagrees. If you look at the Prichodosh on the right, he says, no, three is the max. You can't do more than three. You look at the right, the Prichodosh, a big Chiddush. Prichodosh brings a whole shtickel to what we spoke about. So he says, it's Bashi, if he wants, he could do it. Then he brings the Rambam. And then he brings the Gemara. And he goes on and says, the more asks, Rav, how do you do so many times? And the more says, Rav Shai. And according to the Rif and the Rambam means, your Rebbe is different. What's so called Kasha? Maybe Rav wanted to go. So according to Rashi, that's what more answers. He was machmir on himself. But according to the other Rishonim, what is the more answers Rebbe, you could do it. If it's not Rebbe, you can't. So it concludes the Prichodosh. Al Mishenei Rabbi ain't no Rashi. You're not allowed to go and ask more than three times. Not going to tina. The Dover Boru says the Prichodosh, the Dover Pashut, towards the end of the lines over here. The Kivan Shirtim Mishloi Shapamim. Ain't the zokah glory of the feis. You don't need to do more than three. She yoyim a kippurim chapi. You have a kippurim. That's it. So you don't have to ask more than three times. So that's how the prichodosh learns against the Mugen Avram. So it comes out to be a machlik. Is that really totally in Rashi and against the Rambam? Is the reason that you could do it in the Gemara because just he wanted to do it, or because he was his rebbe?
Well, what about also just the status of the individual you're going in? From, because if it's somebody who's a tzaddik, that you go to that tzaddik because that tzaddik also represents all of Israel in tshuva. So I don't know, is it the status of the individual? It doesn't really matter.
I don't know.
You say the relationship is, if it's your Rebbe,
right.
Understood, you know, it's a different relationship. So is there any way where you.
I don't know, the Rebbe, you have more responsibility. That's the question.
I understand. Yeah. That relationship is a different relationship.
Yeah.
It's completely different. But just the person that you're looking to get mechila from, his status in Klal Yisrael, does it matter?
There's no indication that it makes a difference. Maybe.
Isn't somebody considered a Rasha?
The Gemara mentions he's a Chazari. Not a Rasha, Chazari. Chazari means he's cruel.
Yeah.
It's cruel between that. The Gemara says, Rav Chanina himself had a cheshbon why he did that. Now, look at the Torah. The Torah brings, so again, we're still with the question. I brought you a few of communities here, La'alocha. But we still have the questions. What's going on with this Erev Yom Kippur business? Why are we waiting for Erev Yom Kippur? What's the first tour of the Gemara, the rabbi in front of an Erev Yom Kippur Davka? Why he went 13 Erev Yom Kippurs? What's going on? If you look at the tour, it becomes even stronger, the question.
Isn't it just simply that's when the seasonal holidays and the universe is
Let's see. That's what we do. So look, it's the season. Yes, mechila for your friend because of the season of the thing. You have to understand what's going on over here. So let's see first of all the Torah. Zog the Torah. For all you see, Ken says to why we do that to do mechila. Kedei sheilev kol Yisrael sholem kol echodim chaveroi v'lo yemokoyim lesotan lekatrig alehem. You want to have peace among Am Yisrael, and the Satan should not be able to go ahead and be mekatrig. That's what the Torah says. So the Torah begins, he starts, that something he adds, there's something with the Sotah. And one can ask, one second, what do you have to get to that? Just go ahead and say that the reason is because you have to have mechila from your friend. You make sure that you have no kveda. So if you look at the Bach at the bottom, below the Torah, before we go back to the Torah in one second, the Bach really asks this question. The Bach says, he says, that's not the tour that we don't have this lush in the tour over here, but he brings the tour says at the beginning of the simon, you have to go and ask mechila. Says the Bach is bothered by, one second, what does it mean? Of course he's a why have you kippur davka? Says the Bach, so brings the Mishnah Berurah. Kegos arosh pekim kippurim vevi rael v'ever tzon elohim. What does he mean? Shal yom ha'yoyim ulemocha afesenu. Don't wait for tomorrow or the day after. Don't allow the day to pass by. This is the simple answer. During the year, your friend has a tain against you. So you can wait. You know, today is not so convenient. You're busy. You have other things going on. So you'll go ask Mechil next week. Go ask Mechil 2 weeks from now. You know, some days you have things that are more pressing. What about the mitzvah of Al-Khader? Yeah, but you have maybe other mitzvahs of Al-Khader. You have other Torahs you're learning, things going on. Every Kippur, don't let that day pass. Because every Kippur, and you Kippur, you have to have, we want to get Mechila and Kapara. And if there's a tiny of your friend against you, you won't have full Kapara. So therefore, there is a special in every Kippur. That's what the Bach says, that's what the Mishabur mentions as well. Meaning, it's not, you're right, every Kippur is not a special day to ask Mechila. But that's last the day. Last day that you have.
So
that's
the last day. I was going to wait till the last day.
Oh, so that goes back to Gemara. What happened with Rav the last day? But let's go back to the Torah. The Torah mentions over here this idea of the Sotah Kachigalim, and he brings here the Medrash. The Medrash says, "Vachi sepek minvol miperikar blos." He brings the Medrash of perikar blos. Roy samar shloim tzached beisrael biyom kippurim. He sees the Sotah, looks down, and he sees an army soul, and he sees they are clean. There's no chatoim. You have your nation like a malachim. Ma malachim asher is a chefer regel. Malachim have no shoes. Av Yisrael is a chefer regel v'yom kippurim. Am Yisrael is the same thing. Ma malachim asher is a kfitzo. Right? Meaning they don't sit down. That's what it means. They don't Av Yisrael is a kfitzo v'oinim v'aglaim v'yom kippurim. They stand straight in yom kippur. That's why there's a union to stand throughout davening. Malchashos don't have any chet. Yisrael also don't. Malchashos shalom b'neihem. Kach Yisrael b'yom kippurim. They have peace between them. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shomer edusim nemekatrikim u'mechaper elim. So bring the to a medrash that we are trying to be similar to the malachim. The malachim don't have fights between them. So we should not have a fight between us. Should I have a fight? So what is the Torah telling us over here? The Torah is telling us, being the Medrash, that the idea of asking peace in Erev and Kippur is different than the entire year. The entire year, a person has to ask Mechila because it's not nice. Your friend has a tain against you. But in Yom Kippur, you have an additional thing that you want to be toyim el malachim. What's the Rav Kamina?
What does that mean, you want to be toyim el malachim?
You want to be like the malachim.
You want to
don't have it at all.
We are trying to achieve a level of being like a malach. Malach, there's no fights. So say the achrayim. Bring this. It's both the Chavas Yori has a sefer called Mekor Chaim on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Sfasemis on Shas, both say the same idea, and they say the following. They say Erev Yom Kippur. You know what's the difference between Erev Yom Kippur and the rest of the year? The rest of the year, you have to ask Mechila from your friend. Only if really he deserves Mechila. What happens if he did something which is not wrong? He didn't do anything, you know? You didn't do anything wrong, but that guy has times against you. Do you have to ask Mechila? Do it in the air, maybe not. But every Kippur, there's a special inyan, a special concept. You want to have peace between us. Even if that guy is wrong, even if that guy should not do it, still have it. Look at the Losh of the Mokr Chaim in the Sfasemes. Mokr Chaim says, in the middle of the page, Im chaver makvid al dibur v'dovar shein roi lahakvid. He has something which is nothing too special. He has no right to be upset. Mikol mukam yichuyil levake shemino mechila. He still has to ask mechila. The Sasema says, the right below that, Av shelo ha kedin mashik pit Azrael Faisoy. The Amashu mekipuri mekekpei dish ispais echel mechaver the zekpei, one should be in fines with his friend. Vei nefkusu yim atzelik yimur mashik pit elov oiloi. Doesn't matter if he's right or wrong, Mikol mukam tzurichim lispais. You still have to do pius. And if you understand, that's what goes back to the Gemara. What happened there in the story with Rav? Rav started shiur. Someone came late. Started again. Someone came late. Started again. Someone late. The fourth guy came in. He didn't want to go back to his shiur. Is that legitimate? Is that legit? Yes. So it's not right. It wasn't right for Rav Chanina to tighten it. As the Gemara Mash later, Rav Chanina just was finding an excuse to be upset at Rav because he had some cheshbon regarding Yerush Shiva. So right, he found an excuse. It wasn't right to be it. But Rav felt, I need to go and ask Mechila when? On Erev Yom Kippur. Not throughout the year. Throughout the year, you're upset at me? You have no right to be upset at me. I'm not going to ask Mechila. I don't have to ask Mechila. But Erev Yom Kippur, we want to go and elevate ourselves to be in peace. And that's what goes back to the first story. When Rav had that butcher owed him Mechila. Why is Rav going in front of him? In Erev Yom Kippur. So listen, you're right. You know, the truth is, you have to ask me Mechila. You did something wrong to me. But at least I want to try to create this Malachi thing of peace. And now that's why there was such a tiny against the butcher. The butcher said, no, I'm not accepting it. Ah, you don't want to do Mechila, you don't want to do peace like Malachi, you don't deserve to come to Yom Kippur. It wasn't just a regular Mechila throughout the year. It's a special Inyan over here and that thing. And that's with that, you can understand what happens with the mikvah. Because as the tour goes on and says, what's the next part of the tour? Continue, it says in Siv Dallas, this is a tour. They have to make go to be toivel. Right, so he continues to say why. He wants to say someone thing because it is an Indian every way to go. He's doiche today. We don't have real tahara because we're all tveim. So the tour ends, and then that's how the siman ends. El shenagu oil v'tay atzav mikarib yom kippurim v'sonchu al midrash b'gab lanzu shenikayim kibal chashas yom kippurim. That's what the tour says. The tour says, you know why you go to the mikvah? Not because you have to become tahar. You don't really become tahar. Because you want to be similar to Malachim. It's the same concept. That's why they're both in the same siman. The siman is, how do you become like a Malach? Well, first thing, ask Mechila if you're my friends. Second, go to the mikvah. No, it's all the same siman because they're all going to the same goal. We're going to become a Malachim, a new kippur. How do you do that? You do it, Mechila, if you're your friend, and you go ahead and you go to the mikvah. That's why they come together. That's the idea of the Mechila. The special union of Zaslicho Mechila and Erev Yom Kippur is not to go ahead and say, for a person that you deserve it, but it's to create Shalom Chavivas. Even though you're right, you still ask Mechila. As my father says this shir many times, this idea, this concept of the Sosemis, and my father always concludes and says, it's like, if you need to define it in one sentence, is, in every Yom Kippur, every friend you have is like your wife. When your wife is upset on you, you don't say, one second, I'm right. Right? If you're right, you'll never have Shalom Bayis. Right? You go ask Mechila even when you're wrong, and even when you know that you did the right thing, and you think you're 100% correct, you still say, forgive me, I did something wrong. And that's how you act. Every Yom Kippur, you treat every Yid as your wife. And you create Shalom, and make a shlum bayis with all your friends, like you do with your wife. So that comes out from the siman. I just want to conclude with one halacha l'maaseh. Oh, so the hitting was also comes up that minhag that brought down in the makom. It says the really one who brings it is the shlomo says a little kois, and it part of the makom is the idea that you give on yourself makom to take away all the chatoim. So chur comes out of the same thing because the Torah didn't say that. But the researcher brings on the Torah because it's part of the same, hachanut Yom Kippur, to completely purify yourself from all the different blemishes that we have throughout the year.
And what's the significance of 13? Is it 3 times plus 10? You can go 3 times with an additional 10. Like what?
13, I always say 13 is gematria of echad. So maybe when we're speaking about doing achdus and amisol, you have 13 to have one. Maybe, al derech adrush. Just want to end with one thing which I didn't bring here in the sheet, but this is a big enough community in Lamaisa, and it's very negative to this right now. And this is really the Mishnah points out it a little bit, but it's really it's a discussion with the Chofetz Chaim and the Sosa out there. And the question is like this: a person went ahead, and he let's put it this way. One of the answers of why we're mentioning Yom Kippur here more than the rest of the year, not the way we said it, there's another answer. The other answer is like this. You know why you have to grab Yom Kippur? Because if you don't grab Yom Kippur, you're going to have to go and explain to your friend why you come to ask Mechila. You go to your friend and say, I want to ask Mechila for everything bad I did. So what did you do bad? You have to tell him. You're going to cause him a lot of pain and suffering. He's going to feel bad. But Yom Kippur, you go, everybody, you say Mechila to everybody. I say Mechila to you too. So listen, if there's anything that bad that happened, you know, you ask Mechila. That's why Yom Kippur, you cover yourself all the bad things that happen. There's a discussion. Chofetz Chaim speaks in Hilchos Lashon Hara. What happens if someone went and said Lashon Hara to somebody else? And he did not really cause him any harm. And he caused him harm, you have to fix the harm. He didn't cause him any harm. But he spoke Lashon Hara. Does he have to go and tell him, my dear friend, I spoke Lashon Hara about you. I said about you this thing, I'm asking Mechila. So the Chofetz Chaim, he has a tzurich iyun in the thing, and he says that you have to be machmer to go and tell your friend what you did. The story goes, brought down different places. Shoot, and Aznidbury brings the story as well, that's what I saw today, that when Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer, he brought the sefer to many of the gedolim of that kufa to get askava. And most of them did, with no problem, obviously. But he saw Salanter took a sefer, he said, oh, beautiful sefer. He says, I want askava for you. He saw Salanter. Right? The gadol, the Baal of Musar, he was the huge Tamil Chacham, with the Gedolim, one of the Gedolim Yisrael. So he saw Zalanda and says, let me go through the Sefer and I'll let you know if I give you a skama. So he went through the Sefer and the story goes, and he came back to Chofetz Chaim and says, I agree with everything you wrote in the Sefer, everything is great. There's one thing I disagree. And what is that? When a person goes ahead and he said Lashon Hara on his friend and his friend doesn't know about it, do you have to go ahead and tell him that you did it? And you right there, the halacha, you should do it. You should go tell him. And says, you're so not going to do that. You're going to cause your friend such suffering. So Chofetz Chaim said, yeah, but then what about your mechila? You did something wrong. You have to be chaper. So you're going to have kapara for yourself on the cheshbon of Yenim for him to suffer? You have a problem with your kapara. You're too bad. You know, you're stuck. That's what it is. So that's one of the things that you have to be mefaya what's going on over here. Here in the Hilchos Yom Kippur, it says over here that the Mogen Avraham starts at the beginning, and he says, "Bishas Mechila," says the Mogen Avraham, "Tzorech lefaret hachet shechato lechaver." You have to go ahead and say, "What did I do? What did he do wrong to his friend?" And the Mogen Avraham, "Venirili, dim chaver mizbayish bezeh lo yifritzer." If his friend is embarrassed by it, he should not go and say it. Just say, I'm asking Mechila in general. And so brings the, right, that, so the and the Goran brings the Mokafrid and the Gemara and Yuma, and the you see from here, the Mokafrid brings the Halacha, it sounds like a little bit more like, if you saw Salanta, you should not go and unify it. Even though you can say, going back to what we said, that the Chani bring, is that's the reason every kippur is so good, because you don't have to, you're able to ask Mechila without giving the details. I'll ask Mechila if anything bad I did, because you know I won't embarrass you. So here is an opportunity to solve that issue with Chofetz Chaim. Usually you have to say, what happened? Why ask Mechila for me? What did I do wrong? Every kippur you don't have to. So it's better to be a fire than the Mogen Avraham says based on the Gemara. But if he's getting embarrassed, just tell Mechila and the Mechila will still work. So Beis Hashem, we should be Zoyche, to be doimel like Malachim, have shalom and peace between us, amen. And be zeichet to a gemar chasim a toiva and a kapara and a good gebench to you. Oh, shkeach, thank you. Thank you. Hey. I most probably I'll confirm during this week.